They Will Surf Again is an annual event sponsored by the Life Rolls On Foundation. With the help of local volunteers, people who use wheelchairs for a variety of reasons, like spinal cord injuries and neurological disorders, set out to catch waves. WHQR Sarah Wood traveled to Wrightsville Beach early Saturday morning as volunteers and participants were gearing up for the waves.
Do you want to be on land or in water?
I'm going to be on land.
On land? Okay. Just give her a purple.
Around 8 a.m. at Beach Access 4, the wind is brisk, the first real sign of fall. More than 100 people show up eagerly eyeing the water because it's warmer than the air. Whitney Cranford is sitting under a tent, wrapped in a blanket, as she watches the calm waves and hopes that they intensify. For the second year in a row, she's traveled from Hartsville, South Carolina. Cranford uses a wheelchair because she has cerebral palsy, which affects brain, nervous system, and muscular functions. She says there's nothing to worry about in the water because she completely trusts the volunteers.
They ask you how you want to be picked up, which is really cool. And then they help you turn over on your stomach and make sure that you have a good hold of the board. And then really, there's nothing to worry about as far as, you know, what do I do if I fall off?
Participants and volunteers break into teams and spread out so that four surfers are in the water at once. For each surfer, there are 10 volunteers who move with them from an adaptive board on the shore to the waves. Cranford's been looking forward to this event since last year.
I guess the best part about it for me is just it's the one sport really that I can do. So the getting smacked in the face and all that doesn't really faze me that much. So at first, when I first took off on my first wave, it took my breath away for a second because it was kind of a shock. But after that, it's just a rush.
The water starts to bustle with surfing activity, and the crowd on the shore thickens. Many people out on a morning stroll are captivated and stay to watch the surfers. They mingle with the land volunteers. Like many of the participants, several of the volunteers keep coming back. Sean Allam returns for his fifth year.
To be able to take somebody out and that wouldn't necessarily be able to get into the water on their own and to kind of help them overcome that fear and push them into a wave and watch their face light up as they reconnect with something that they lost that was so personal to them. It's pretty intense.
Ivy Kennedy came down from Virginia Beach. It's actually her fifth event as well, but she also surfs a few times during the year. Ivy has cerebral palsy, and she has always loved the water because it frees her of her muscle spasms. Her younger brother Micah is guiding her into the waves. Micah lives and surfs in Wilmington and is volunteering for the first time. As Ivy closes in at the end of her surf session, she pulls a surprising move.
She got up on her knees. I didn't think she was going to do that, but she said it. I was like, okay. Everybody kind of looked at me like, is that okay? I was like, well, yeah. She wants to do it. Let her wipe out on her own.
Ivy says, along with feeling the sense of movement the waves grant her, the fact that so many people showed up to volunteer is overwhelming.
You know, the first year I did it, it made me cry. Because it was an overwhelming sense of community. People with disabilities can do anything if given the chance. It's all about being open to different ways of doing things.
As she waits for her next go at the waves, Ivy sits next to Micah along the water's edge, no wheelchair, on her knees, cheering for the others. And like many of her fellow surfers, she plans to return next year. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.